Time now for a Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this July 1st of 2024. The corrupt MAGA majority of the Supreme Court just ruled today that presidents are indeed our kings. And they unveiled that ruling, ironically, just days before we celebrate our independence from monarchy. The MAGA majority is clearly showing that it's been working in cahoots with their dear leader Trump. Not only did these six MAGA justices work to delay the federal case on dear leader's stealing of classified documents, but they also delayed federal criminal charges that he conspired and schemed to steal the 2020 election. Even more dangerously, though, is that they said presidents do have full immunity if the criminal acts are done as official acts as president. In his majority opinion, Justice John Roberts wrote that Trump's rally calling for his followers to march right down to the Capitol to obstruct the election certification process and also his acts to conspire to set up fake electors were all part of his official act as president. And Roberts also erased the notion that the Department of Justice is an independent body, saying that presidents may discuss investigations and prosecutions with their attorney general at any time. So there goes that notion. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote in her dissent how the majority's entire argument signals the beginning of the end of our two-century experiment that no one is above the law. Sotomayor wrote, "Today's decision to grant former presidents criminal immunity reshapes the Constitution of the presidency. It makes a mockery of the principle foundational to our Constitution and our system of government, and that no man is above the law." And then she concluded, "With fear for our democracy, I dissent." Notice how Sotomayor did not write that she respectfully dissents. And now courts get to argue what is and what isn't an official act of president. And you just know that there are so many right-wing judges out there who are more than ready to rule that anything a president does is an official act. Come on, you know that. And so when many mocked the idea that a president could send SEAL Team 6 to assassinate anyone a president wishes to kill, the Supreme Court said, if it's done during their time in office, it's okay. The MAGA majority also erased Richard Nixon's Watergate criminality, essentially saying Nixon was indeed correct when he said, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal. Rolling Stone political writer Nikki McCann Ramirez tweeted, in the last 10 days, the Supreme Court has ruled that the presidents can do crimes. Bribery is legal. Agencies have no actual authority. And also that the homeless can be thrown in prison for the crime of not having a home. Although apparently the president can sleep outside in public spaces and not get arrested. The MAGA Supreme Court has done a mighty, mighty fine day's work in dismantling our democratic institutions for its Christian nationalist goal of complete control over the rest of us. And they're blatantly doing it while blatantly being corrupt themselves. But you see, they're above the law. They're above the law while everyone else who can't buy them or buy their way into their elite fascist bubble are not above the law. I mean, how can anyone truly argue this is what the founders wanted? Better yet, what happened to the so-called conservatives out there who preached limited government and law and order? I mean, where are they? I don't see or hear from them anymore. You people were the so-called Tea Party movement just a decade ago, ostensibly arguing how you were against monarchy, how you were against tyranny, which is what our founders fought to free ourselves from. How is giving a president full immunity and full rights of a king, an American principle? The truth is, MAGA Christian nationalist Republicans don't care one bit about American values or principles. They only care about power. You know, this would be a good day for President Biden to take to the microphones and announce his intentions to expand the Supreme Court. That would really change the narrative right now, don't you think? Actually, it'd be a great day for all Democrats to find microphones across the country and do the exact same. Actually, Democrats should have been doing that for the last 8 years. Hey, this democracy, we had a good run, didn't we, for the past 250 years? It was fun while it lasted. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.